It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. U.S. Representative Ben Ray Lujan has urged the New Mexico state legislature to move forward with efforts to increase access to voting and provide new options for medical insurance in the state. Lujan addressed a joint session of the New Mexico State House and Senate on Thursday. The six-term congressman for northern New Mexico expressed support for the adoption of same-day voter registration and automatic registration during transactions at state motor vehicle division offices. Democrats in the U.S. House recently elected Lujan to the number four leadership post as assistant Democratic leader. Okay, let's stay on the topic of voting. It was the focus of last week's Voice of the Public call-in program that I hosted with guests Doña County Clerk Amanda Lopez-Askin and Chief Deputy Clerk Lindsay Bachman. In Las Cruces this year, during the municipal election, voters will take part in ranked choice voting. We asked Doña County Clerk Askin last week to help us better understand this voting method. Here's what she said.
So let's say you're my best friend and you're running and you decide at the last minute you're going to put your name in the hat and you're going to run for, I'll just use this as an example, you're going to run for mayor. Now, I know you haven't done any campaigning. I know that you may not be, but you're my friend and I believe in you. So I'm going to select you number one. Now, I may not think you're going to win, but I really want to give you that vote that I said that I would support you. And so I do. On the other hand, I may know that candidate B is really good, and I'm going to go rank them second, and then I may go down the list to five and do my 1-2 right now. You're going to get my number one vote because I'm rooting for you. However, I'm really comfortable with my number two, and after number two, I'm comfortable with my number three. And you can rank as many as you want. I think up to 80% of people end up ranking the full ballot. So it will be a literal ranking system. And Lindsay was fortunate because she went to a gathering in California where they talked about that. And you're feel free to weigh in.
I want to hear about that. But right now, it's 40% of the vote currently is required for
we have
that
news
municipal.
For you.
But I know there's movement on this.
There was
recently.
Actually a couple of days ago. And I was, yeah, so the purpose and the reason that the Las Cruces decided to move forward with this, because they did want the majority. And so they were in a spot where they had actually 40%. They decided this past Tuesday to ask the Secretary of State to go ahead and move that threshold to 50 plus one, is I believe what they called it. So it will actually be a majority based on the changes that the City of Las Cruces City Council made this past week. And so that's something that is really fresh and we're happy to report. Again, I would like for her to talk about some of the information that she had in California that I think was really valuable that we'll use here.
Sure. So I'll just say congratulations to the City of Las Cruces. Ranked choice voting diversifies candidates. It makes candidates and campaigns talk to more voters, which diversifies who's able to participate and invited to participate in the process. And what I will say is most people are not confused by the ballot. The only ranked choice election on the ballot, because this is a consolidated election, will be the City of Las Cruces municipal officer elections and mayoral election. So everything else will show up the same. It's pretty straightforward. We rank things in our life every day. You know, you go to the movies. If one your favorite show is sold out, then you're going to see your second choice.
Right.
So it's very natural. And like Amanda said, most voters do rank the entire ballot. Although, if you are like, I'm only going to vote for one person, you can do that
That's
too
fine.
And leave the rest blank.
Also, during the call-in program, Doña County Clerk Amanda Lopez-Askin updated us on state legislation that may impact voting in New Mexico.
So same-day voter registration is up, right? And so that's something that will definitely be a hot topic, and I would not at all be surprised if something along that, or maybe they may decide to go Saturday before. I can tell you that there are some, again, administrative things that create for us connected to people.
Like what?
Personnel. We need personnel to be able to process those, right? And so we want to make sure we meet our statutory obligations, and so that would be something we would have to look at, as well as automatic voter registration. Right now, if you go to the MVD and you want to renew, if you're new to New Mexico and it asks you if you want to register to vote, you can say no, and then it kind of moves you along. What we would like to say is there's an automatic voter registration, so you're automatically opted in, and then it says, do you not want to be registered? And you go, oh no, I don't want to do that. So that would be something you'd actively have to do, and I would not at all be surprised if that moves forward connected to some of the legislation that's come up. There's a lot of legislation connected to, and you know, you feel free to head, you know, use your Google machine, as we like to call it, and head over to the legislature and look if that's something you're particularly interested in. Again, I will say we are very fortunate in our community to know our legislators. We can reach out to them. They're literally a cell phone call or a text message away. If you have a particular concern, passion for anything, head to your phone, give them a call, send them an email, and let them know what your concerns, your questions are, and what you would like to see, because they do listen.
You can listen to the entire Voice of the Public call-in program featuring a conversation on voting at our website, krwg.org, in our local radio section. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Anthony Moreno.